Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Clock to either side. Second down and four at the Rams' 45-yard line. Hurts this time. Looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards!
Ho-hum! Ho-hum from your quarterback. Welcome back in. Broads in for the afternoon show. It is the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Man, this is one of the best days of all time. I love this day. I mean, there's a reason why it's close to Christmas and the holidays, because, he deserves that type of love. Now, I forgot to mention in the opening segment, because I was just so fired up to share my love, Jalen is in studio with us. And by Jalen being in studio, I mean a cardboard cutout of Kyle Schwarber with Jalen's face taped to him. He looks magnificent. So he's hearing everything you got to say today. That's all. I want to make sure you know that he hears you. Let's get to the Twitter question, which is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on. Only two shopping days until Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. Open daily now through Christmas Eve. So the Twitter question, do you believe in Jalen Hurts? 90% of the voters say yes. 10% say no. Now, I put this out on my personal. There's a lot of smart people that follow me. A lot of intelligent human beings that are on my side. So I don't know if this is skewed because only people with brain cells would follow me, and my appreciation for Jalen speaks so loudly that it's skewing the public vote. Does that make sense, Luke?
That could be it, yeah.
Okay.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Sounds great. So let's listen to Jalen. We're going to take all your calls, and the question we're asking is, what do you love about Jalen? 215-592-9494, or if you are a hater, why is this day silly to you? And don't hide now. You run your mouth all day. I'm here. Let's go. Show up. I want to hear from you. Not really, but I do. So we're going to do that real quick, though. This is just the type of man Jalen is. Jalen sat down with Jason Kelce, it was a bit ago, and they just shot the breeze, just kicking it, talking football, talking teammates. This is how it went.
First question, do you miss me? Just say yes.
I do.
Yes. Yes, I needed that, man.
I do miss you. Well, I'm just going to tell you this, that right. It's a great feeling to be missed.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks to the impact, the presence, your tenure, you know, the experiences, you know, you had a lot of guys that fed off of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people don't get their flowers when they're here, but
for sure.
I told you how many times I've appreciated you, and I tell you again, man, like, you know, just you know, how you welcomed me when I was a young player in here. Nobody expected me to go in there and play, you know, as a rookie.
Well, we
and
knew.
There you knew. Yeah, we knew, but that's what it was supposed to be like, you know. And I think when you have transitions like that and you have moments like that, it's that easier to pass the torch, if you will, you
for
know.
Sure.
Because everybody knows what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Mm. How do you not have goosebumps? What's wrong with you out there? Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, you're on WIP. What's up, Michelle?
Hi, bros. Merry Christmas.
Merry.
Happy Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
That's right.
I am so thrilled. I have to give a shout out to my amazing mom who told me that you were doing this because we love Jalen Hurts. She introduced me to the Eagles at a very young age, and we just are thrilled with him. We love him both on and off the field. His numbers speak for himself. 2 Super Bowls. Awesome. Amazing. We also talk about the one in one time. It was probably 3 years ago, I want to say, was when he first started for the Eagles. It was probably January of 2022, I want to say. And we went down to Washington and we beat them. I think it was like 2016. And as he's walking to the tunnel, there's a bunch of fans and part of the railing collapses and a bunch of fans kind of fall to the ground. It was a pretty decent drop. And instead of him running away, he helped everybody up. He got pictures with everyone and he was very, very helpful. And then about a couple days later, he wrote a letter to the organization, not just about him, but also about the fans and how, you know, like how nobody helped him. And he was just concerned for everyone involved in that incident because it could have been catastrophic for him as well, because he could have gotten really, really hurt.
Sure.
So it just, you know, it really spoke to me just the kind of person that he is. I also love how his cleats for causes for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. I had a son who was born there who spent his first couple of months of life there. So as a parent, I understand how that is and how much that means to people to reach out and be part of their children's lives. He's a great role model for young children to show that you never give up. Things might not always go your way, but you persevere. He doesn't complain. He takes responsibility. There's no drama with him. I don't know what else you could ask for. My 11-year-old self, you know, back in the 90s, fighting everybody, they were big Dallas fans, you know, I thank him. I appreciate him for everything that he is. So I cannot talk enough about him. So thank you to you and your team. And I have a little song, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
A little quick
go ahead.
Song.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Cheer for Jalen Hurts today. Fa la 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 la. Watch him lead the Eagles way. Fa la 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 la. Run the ball and throw it strong. Fa la 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 la. Touch to make us cheer along. Fa la 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 la. Yay.
Wow. That, Michelle, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for the phone call.
That's a hit. I mean, that's a hit in the Delaware Valley this year.
Do you see what this day brings? I mean, it's 2:41. We got fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Don't doubt him. All he does is win.
What's going to happen, Luke? Right? What's going to happen? When after this year turned the corner, right? Because I get the frustration early on. It was painful. It was rough. And there were times where I was going, damn, this stinks. But what happens when they turn the corner like it seemed they did the last 2 weeks? They roll into the postseason. They host a playoff game. They go do what they need to do. And then before you know it, we're in an NFC championship game. And Jalen brings us on another ride. What are those fools and morons? What are they going to do?
I don't know if it's just because I'm gullible, but I really do believe this team can go on another run to
Me
the
too.
Super Bowl.
And why?
Like,
Why?
Everything is there for them.
But,
like, Jalen is there.
Okay.
As the thing I'm talking about, with the even-keeledness, he can just, you know, right the ship when it gets ugly, when it was ugly. You know, just rights the ship. The whole team gets a huge bounce-back win against the Raiders. The rest of the NFC really isn't that good, so it's right there for the Eagles and Hurts' taking. Just go get it. Just figure it out over these next 2 weeks. They beat the Bills this Sunday. I'm all the way back in. I'm like 70% of the way all the way back in. They beat the Bills. I'm 110% in.
You know what 110%. I think is going to happen? I think they are going to win. They are going to win. I don't know necessarily if they're going to snag the 2 seed, but I could see a world where the Bears bear just a little bit. They think it's new. They think it's sexy with Ben Johnson, but right before they get to the finish line, something Bears-like goes down. The Eagles handle business in Buffalo, beats Josh Allen. Jalen outperforms Josh Allen, may I add. The stat sheet is so unbelievable and in favor of QB1 here in town. And they end up with the 2 seed. And similar to last year, they host the NFC Championship game when Seattle ends up having a Sam Darnold-like performance. Yeah. Sam Darnold's going to throw 3 interceptions in a playoff game, while our quarterback won't have 3 turnovers in the total of 4 games combined.
I don't believe in the Seahawks at all.
And why?
Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Also, I do want to go for the 2 seed for that exact reason. Don't believe in the Seahawks. Think they'll get upset. 2 seed, NFC Championship at home. Said it perfectly.
Ed in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
What's up, bros? How's it going?
Good, man. What's going on?
You know, I'll admittedly say that I've been a big Jalen Hurts critic over the last couple of years.
Okay.
But something's kind of turned this year, and I think a lot of it had to do with what Jordan Davis said a couple of weeks ago, where he's like, you just have to be kind of 10 toes down with this team, like be in the moment. Like, what's he doing? He's leading this team. He's...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dealing with an offensive line that's banged up, a run game that's not, you know, where it's supposed to be, some potential conflict with the passing game, but he's just the steadying hand. He's the constant force, and I think that's so important with a team that's, you know, you're going to deal with injuries, and yeah, but you look at what's happening with, you know, the Bills don't have really a number one receiver. The Bengals are a mess. Like, we're so fortunate to have a team that's like complete, and it's important to have a leader like Jalen kind of steer the ship through some potentially choppy waters, though, like, it's by no means is it anywhere close to 23. You're actually on the uptrend heading into the end of the year. And I'm actually going to be out in Buffalo for the game.
Ooh,
so
nice.
I'm really hoping that we get the, that we have the starters in there. And I think, you know, I think they will, at least for, I don't know when the other games start and how that's going to play into it, but I really think it is important to continue this momentum going into the playoffs.
I think they're going to try to, for sure. It does seem, and thank you, Ed. I really appreciate you being honest one time you were a critic, and then you realized that, hey, there's something special here. And one thing I really want to appreciate, too, is that 2023 thing did happen, right? And Jalen was at the helm when that happened. And that was a low point for us. That was one of the biggest collapses in Eagles history. So we're not all perfect. Jalen is a great quarterback who probably looks back at 2023 and is disappointed on how he handled things and how the team fell apart. And they were in a situation dealing with the same problem this year. And there's two ways you can go when that happens. You can either let it slip again and learn nothing from that disaster, or you rally together and clean it up and at least maximize whatever you are this year. And that's something I really do love about this group. Look, I don't know where it's going to go. And I'll critique accordingly whenever their season ends. If they happen to fall short. If they win, then I'm going to be running around nude. But the truth is, there is something really admirable about dealing with something very similar to what made you collapse a few years back and having the answer this time around to keep things on track enough to keep you in the fight. Does that make sense? And it was very coordinator heavy the year things went south. Sean Desai, Matt Patricia, Brian Johnson. It was really circulating the coordinators. Very similar this year. Kevin Petullo. And to this team's credit, and to the quarterback's credit, I think they've done a phenomenal job with a very similar national storyline and local storyline of going to war together and not quitting on one another and not giving up on the fight and saying, this is it, baby. This is who we have. This is what we're working with. Let's go back to the film room. Let's go back to the war room. Let's go back to the lab and let's see what we can do. And they don't quit. And their head's down, and they're looking for answers. They're searching for answers. They're trying under center. They're trying five wide. They're trying new things. They're adding wrinkles. Instead of pointing fingers and continuing to point fingers, the finger pointing stopped. And they actually worked together. And Jalen is a big part of that because he's the quarterback and he sets the tone. Him being more willing to use his legs. Maybe he wasn't in September and October for whatever reason, but they were winning a ton. And maybe they thought we can survive as long as humanly possible with Jalen using his legs. We can survive as long as possible with him not using his legs. But once that starts to shift, then we can open up that element. Because once they started to lose, they started to really grab onto that. And there's been a lot of documents about, or it's been well documented, he didn't want too early on, whether it was Jeff McClain, whether it was Jimmy Kemski, and there's a history of him getting banged up, and maybe that played a role. But now, it's go time. Now it's winning time. Now it's let's go, baby. And you see it. He's made a difference. The impact, the influence of him using his legs, setting the tone as QB1, it's changed this. And they had to work through a lot of painful situations to get here. But I value the journey they took to get here. I think that builds character. And it starts with the quarterback. Let's go to OG Wade. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Wow, it's one of the best days of all time, OG Wade.
I appreciate you, man, for doing what you're doing. Luke, man, just put tears in my eyes when he talked about that hoodie he got, that Love Hurts hoodie. And I just want to say this here. There's a lot of people, a lot of narratives that's been put out there about Jalen Hurts. Basically, mainly in this city, it was started. Like what Jeff McClain's saying, reports are saying Jalen Hurts said he didn't want to run the ball. Now, I'm going to give you a quiz. If Jalen Hurts played in the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl MVP, and large in part was because of him running his legs. Now, Jalen Hurts heard Steve Spagnuolo, one of the greatest defensive coordinators to play in, to coach in the NFL, say that we had answers for everything the Eagles did. The only thing we didn't have an answer for was Jalen Hurts' leg.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the hell would you even believe
that Jeff McClain report would be correct. If Jalen Hurts knows that the only reason why they won the Super Bowl is because he ran the freaking ball. I mean, how idiotic is that? And the man, not only that, Rose, he stated in the press conference, and I said this many times, and everybody, I said, this is the most profound thing Jalen Hurts has ever said. He said, for a very long time, I've been told how I'm supposed to play and how it's supposed to look. He said, and when I did it the way that everyone wanted, said I should be doing it, we did not win. How, I mean, what? How can people see that the man found a recipe for winning and said that I'm going to stick to and do whatever it takes to win? That's what he does. He does not care about stats. And every time somebody compare the other so-called elite quarterbacks, which three of them ain't even going to end the playoffs this year, okay? But they always say if when comparing them to Jalen Hurts. Why is it always got to be if? If you put them with Jalen's team. No, if you're saying that those quarterbacks are better than Jalen, right, at this moment, while they're with their respective teams, you should be able to show that they're better when they're with their team.
Right.
Why do you got to bring him and put him on the Eagles in order for you to prove that they better than Jalen?
Right.
It's because they're not. Everybody that can criticize Jalen and comparing to other quarterbacks always use that famous word, if.
They do. No, I'm with you. And it makes – and OG, I love you. Thank you so much for the phone call. I understand because I get that phone call all the time. If Joe Burrow was on this team, you say that Jalen is carried by a great team. Well, then why does Joe Burrow, who you think is better than Jalen, need this great team to accomplish the end goal? It doesn't add up. All these guys that you say are significantly better than Jalen should be able to do it without this offensive line, without this run game, without this defense, because they're better in your eyes. That's not to say there's no such thing as a better quarterback than Jalen. My point is, you need talent to win a championship. That's how hard it is to win a championship. If it was just about having the greatest quarterback, like skill-wise, then Tom Brady wouldn't be the greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, it's not natural skill. Tom Brady doesn't scream the most skilled electric quarterback of all time from a skill set standpoint. If it was that simple, where it was just the best quarterback ever just from throwing a football standpoint, then why don't all the best throwers of the football have 75 Super Bowls?
Aaron Rodgers would have five more Super Bowls.
He's got one. And then when he got a defense, the talk about is, wow, we finally got a defense. Maybe he could do something. And I believe lost a home playoff game that year. And if it wasn't that year, he had Lambeau playoff losses.
He's had many playoff losses at Lambeau.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more to it. There's a lot more to it. All right. 215-592-9494. Riveting first hour. Three more to go, ladies and gentlemen. Three more to go. The question here on the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. What do you love about Jalen Hurts? And for the haters, why is this day silly to you? We will continue taking your phone calls. And coming up next, in studio with us for the next hour, is the one and only ESP. Whew, I can't wait. Broads in for the afternoon show right here on 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.